One of the largest Star Wars fan collections in the world is coming to Kosai. Unofficial Galaxies opens on May 10th, and this is a one-of-a-kind exhibition with iconic characters, props, legendary ships, costumes, and behind-the-scenes secrets. It's going to be a must-see whether you're a hardcore Star Wars fan or just curious about one of the most famous sci-fi franchises of all time. Unofficial Galaxies is coming to Kosai starting on May 10th, so get your tickets now at Kosai.org.
Hey guys, today's podcast is brought to you by the Nine Lives of Claws Kickstarter. Go on Kickstarter.com, hit the discover button, type in Nine Lives of Claw, and then go donate. They got a lot of cool tiers. Check it out. Also, we have a comedy show on March 21st, Basement Comedy Show 3, featuring Willis Gordon, Eric Cribley, Matt Brady, with special acoustic performance by Bob Camparta
and the Promised Hero.
That is at 8 p.m. the 21st, Saturday, March. Come if you can't listen to it or watch it live at www.lousyweathermedia.com. Now enjoy the show.
Got a 40.
I got a 40. You turned me on to him. You're like, I got
because
you a 40 one time.
You know what it is? It's that I'm black.
Oh,
what it is. And
Sean V6.
I like to just
Sean goes black.
I like to just draw. Paul, can you do me a favor? Turn around and turn that shit down a little bit. The stuff behind you.
Yeah.
Anyway, I like to like lay in bed and drink 40s like black people do, and. I'm just like, I'm old school black. I was at work today and I was like, bet you can't do it like me. Bet you can't do it like me. And she was like, what is that? The stanky leg? A black girl, mind you. Was like, what is that? The stanky leg? I said, that's not the stanky leg. That's motherfucking bet you can't do it like me. Bet you can't do it like me.
That's the name of the dance.
It's D4L. Yeah, it's D4L. Bet you can't do it like me. They did Girl Shake That Laffy Taffy or whatever. So they also had bitch you can't do it like me. Bitch you can't do it like me. So
you're really
I'm
taking advantage
it.
Of our video portion of this now.
Well, this is how I would be normally, regardless.
Right. Yeah, definitely.
Bitch you can't do it like me. So anyway, I kept doing that and she was like, that's a stanky leg. I'm like, dude, that is not the stanky leg. That is bitch you can't do it like me from D4L. She motherfucking Googles it and she was like, I guess you're just more old school black than I am. And I was like, you're damn right. I'm drinking 40s in bed.
40s in bed.
So how you doing today, Paul?
I'm doing well.
Anyway, we have Elena Pezzanini. Well, you don't hold it. Let's stop. Let's stop
oh God,
the
oh
damn
God.
Presses. Let's stop.
Sean thinks my last name
what the
is
hell
strange,
am
so.
I supposed to call you? Because, no, you know what?
Oh,
if somebody doesn't have their real last name on Facebook, Paul, right?
It is my real name.
Okay.
I have two middle names.
Okay, but
very
if you're
Italian.
Not posting your face last name on Facebook, why would I go and post your last name on Facebook? What would I do that for?
Do you really know my last
what
name?
What would be the point? Pezzanini. I already said that, didn't I? I know your last name. I said it. I got a text from Paul. Me and him, I might have said Pizantes the first time, but I know that's Mexican.
Not Spanish.
I know that's Mexican.
I like
so,
Pizantes.
So Pezzanini. I know it's Pezzanini. But then me and Bob are sitting here, and then I walk over to my phone after I'm already getting trolled on Twitter. By Elania, I walk over to my phone and I'm getting trolled by Paul on
Hold on. Verbatim. No big deal. Her last name's Pezzanini.
Yeah, and
because I thought that you thought.
I was making the joke that
really
if
I
would have said your last name, he would have been like, no big deal, but she doesn't like her last name on Facebook. Like, I made the joke. Either way, it would have been this conversation.
Right.
And fucking, like, he was like, no, it wouldn't have. I'm like, oh, dude, please relax. Like, I'm like, please, Paul.
It's
like,
funny, because, like, texts always get taken out of context, and I've been victim of it as well. Or actually, I guess I've been the one who takes them out
but
of context.
But I don't care. What,
yeah, all right.
What are we supposed to call you?
You can call me.
It doesn't matter what your name is!
Oh, my God.
He set you up.
He did.
Anyway, all right, no.
Then he spiked it.
Anyway, no, for real. What are we supposed to call you? You don't have a stage name? It's not, like, a legitimate stage name. Like, we had, like, just, like, 3 weeks ago, we had Frederick Coleman here.
Right.
And when I tried to say Frederick Coleman, he was like, Han. I was like, Han. And he was like, yeah, I'm Han. Like, he just made it up because he didn't want us calling him Frederick Coleman on the shit.
Which we just did it 4 times now.
What? So, anyway. So,
sorry,
what are we supposed to call you?
You can call me Lane.
I can call you.
Call me Lania.
Lania. No, yeah, Lania.
Maria Teresa.
Am I supposed to say
Lania Maria Teresa Pezzaniti?
Am I say Pezzaniti Pezzantes?
Pezzantes.
Yeah. That sounds like a female detective on like X Files, but not the main detective.
Just
like
side one. Yeah.
Side detective.
Oh, get Pezzantes in here.
Yeah.
What you got?
You know what I've been doing lately?
What?
I've been taking every song and I've been taking every song and making it country.
All right, explain. I'm intrigued.
Like,
is this
a new
side project?
Like, I'll hear Bob singing, right? And Bob will be like, I need some time off, right? And then I'll just like hear it back, walk around singing, and like, I need some time off.
So you sing it the same way. You just go, You said that voice crack at the beginning. Which
I need some time off.
Which is the staple of country music.
We
from
heard Leota in the song. Or in the car.
What?
We were listening to Leota. There's no place like home.
Yeah.
Okay,
there's
right
no
on.
Place like home.
That's good.
I can't remember the rest of the words or I'd keep going.
Neither can I. Ugh.
There's no place like home. I'll show you what it's like because I have nowhere to go.
There you go. Wow. You're actually a decent... You're giving Darius Rucker a run for his money. I'm not going to lie. You're probably more black than him and you sing better country.
Awesome. I like that. See, yeah, it's been my thing. I do it a lot. Like, you know, you heard that song, Take Me to Church, like constantly.
Yeah. I hear that a lot.
At work, I'll be like, take me to church, take me
That
to
makes
church,
a lot more sense, honestly, with church. That twang. That sounds like where that would come from as a country song.
And that's not even like on time to
at
the
all, but
either.
Whatever.
Take me to church, take me to church, take me to church. You don't like
I've
it?
Seen a career.
No, I mean,
I'm loving it.
It's really kind of the way I've been seeing songs nowadays.
I can't wait to hear The Evening with Sean Est.
What is The Evening with... Oh, me just doing country versions of songs?
Yeah.
It's kind of like when... who did a country version of an album? Didn't... this Bad Religion or something like that? Or he did folk songs or something? It'd be like, take me
he's
to
got
church.
A folk... just his solo album's a folk album.
It is.
Johnny Cash did it with Hurt, that Nine Inch Nails song. He made it like kind of folky.
Well,
like
he didn't made it Johnny Cashy.
Yeah, well, I mean, he made it kind of
He
country.
Did the same thing to a Tom Petty song.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, still, so, but he made it.
What do you
country.
Think about the plastic
bottles?
40, yeah.
I don't really like them, I'm not going to lie. I like the glass, but I understand. I mean, I'm not going to a concert event, so I don't understand why Circle K is giving these
but
to
you
me.
You still can't, but you're not able to stand outside the place and break it and beat anybody with it either anymore.
True. That is a good thing to
I
have,
mean,
I
a
suppose.
40-ounce glass was really heavy.
Yeah, it is. I guess it's lighter.
I think it's cheaper.
Well, also, but I feel like it gets cold, or it gets warmer faster.
Yeah, it does.
Yeah,
and, but
which I'm not a big fan of.
I don't think it has the same taste as
you
a glass.
You think the plastic?
Either.
Yeah, I don't know. There's something about, like, holding the metal, or the metal bottle, of glass bottle that I like. Yeah, look, you're doing it right
it's
now.
It's a lot
like,
colder.
With a tinier version. Mm.
My life would be completely different if they only made plastic bottles, because, like, a huge moment in my childhood was when I met a skinhead one time.
Uh-huh.
We were at a park, me and this girl and this skinhead, and a cop came. We were at the other end of the park, and there was two parking lots on opposite ends. We're at one, parking lot A, and a cop pulls into parking lot B.
Mm-hmm.
And, like, he's just turning around. Like, there's no possible way he could have saw us unless he, like, came up the path or whatever, because we had our lights off. So, as soon as this skinhead saw the cop, though, takes a 40, throws it on the ground, smashes it with his fucking romper stomper, and then he's just like, fucking run, fuck the cops! And like,
aren't you guys in a car?
So, no, like, we were outside of the car drinking. So then we had to run to the car and get in, and it's like, it was just this big deal out of nothing, but, like, it shaped my life.
Had it been a plastic bottle, he would have been, it would be like,
yeah, there's no
fucking
way.
Fucking run.
Because that's what the cop, like, because the cop would have heard him break the bottle. Like, we would have been fine if he would have just, we were sitting in a dark little corner of the park.
Right.
If he would have just been quiet, we would have been fine. But he's like, crash.
So, anyway, so, it's episode 75.
75.
Right, of the, Lousy Weather Media main show.
Oh, wow.
We have...
Bob was really impressed that we've gotten in this far.
We have Alania Pezzantes on the episode today. So, and basically, the reason why we asked you to be here, though, is because I saw this behind bees behind bars stuff, right? Mm-hmm. So I was like, Paul, ask Eleni to come here so she can tell me what the hell bees behind bars is.
Did you watch it?
No.
I thought you watched it.
It was a 2-minute clip. Am I right?
It was a trailer, yeah.
I can watch it right
now.
You
watch it?
We need to watch it on here.
You watch it.
We'll watch it on here. That's the whole point of having you here. I was not trying to.
Okay, gotcha.
I was not trying to.
He likes the judge on site. Oh, with okay. The person
I,
there.
I got that.
You can see his reactions, live the moments he's going through.
Yeah, I don't. I mean, I do a little research, but I don't like to get too deep into it. So we can get deep into it here, expand upon the subjects.
What do you want to know?
As we're here, I want to know what the fuck it is and what your involvement in it is with it. You know what I mean?
It's a. The Lorraine Correctional Institution, their inmates, a specific group of them have become beekeepers. So they have like created their own hives, like they built them by hand and everything. And then it's just for rehabilitation. So this is another way for them to keep busy. And
instead of
Paul's
stamping
at me, busy like freaking me out. I'm like, oh God, I feel like my skin crawling.
Instead of stamping license plates.
Stamping license plates.
That's what they do in prison.
They've got like a dog program.
Peeling potatoes.
That's what I mean, yeah.
Other stuff for like, you know, trying to take care of, like, it's called like a dad, I don't know, it's like iron sharpened iron, and it's about like dads and stuff and kids.
So instead of delivering mail and stamping license plates.
That's not what they're doing. They're taking care of bees and
yeah. So, I mean, they got another option.
Yeah, there's
it's like a third job. Like,
right.
A is like stamping a license plate.
So this is something that they can take home with them and actually live off of if they choose to. They can change their life with it.
There's something weird I keep thinking of the entire time you're talking. And so I'm going to go ahead and get it out of the way.
You should.
I was listening to an episode of fucking I Can't Read earlier today, surprisingly enough.
Yeah, that is weird.
Because I fucking hate that show.
I know.
But... it was an old episode with you two.
Yeah.
And you're doing an Amazon ad, and one of you was like, can you buy honey traps for bees on Amazon? And you were like, and then you were like, beekeeper starter kit, $200 on Amazon. And it just cracked me up because I was like, shit, we're already beekeeping, write it up. Like,
I knew we were going to have her on, so I was like, you know what, let's throw it in the Amazon app.
Beekeeper you can buy 10,000 bees for $100.
Mm. Wow, that's insane.
But I mean, what's your involvement in this documentary, though? How do you even get it involved in it?
Oh, I just emailed them. I emailed the Lorraine Correctional Institution and asked if I could do a story on them.
How'd you hear about what was going on?
I was scrolling through Google because I was looking up plants. I was actually like going through my garden that's now like overtaken with weeds and wildflowers and stuff like that. And I was researching them to see if you could eat them or if they're poisonous or like, you know, psychedelic and stuff like that. So on those pages of Google, I find the Lorraine Correctional Institution and their beekeeping program, and I thought it would be a good idea for a story. So I contacted them, and I was really surprised
because
I didn't think that they would be like, yeah, come on in. But they were like, yes, come on.
Well, it's crazy that they'd be like, yeah, bring your camera in. Film the prison.
Right.
Like,
That's what I definitely thought was not. But they wanted me to because their program is new. It just started in 2012.
So they want somebody to show it off almost, too.
Exactly, yeah. They wanted something, you know, they wanted somebody to take it and show other people.
Add validity to
which I was really pumped because I mean I don't know, it's just a really cool place to be, and I mean they are doing really positive things. And
were you doing this for a class? Was that how it started? Like you had to figure out a story for a class? That's like how you snowballed into this?
Well, kind of I mean pretty much I guess I needed it for the class, but also it was just because I wanted to do it. So
you also take pictures and stuff like that too. You've been a photography fucking person and stuff.
Yes, a photographer. That's actually what I'm called on my site,
photography person.
Have my card.
But you do a lot of different things. You are into. Are you actually shooting video wise the documentary too? And everything, or you have partners or anything? Is it 100 you?
It's 100% me. I edit, I shoot,
You're taking pictures at weddings and stuff. Are you in school still, too?
I just graduated. I'm taking a class, but I just graduated. Mm.
But so what did you go to school for, then?
Communications and photojournalism.
So you know how to communicate things.
I guess. I really don't understand that.
Somebody was just here with a communications degree, wasn't it?
Yeah.
It's
told
a really
us,
broad
they
degree.
Told us now that they write emails. Who was that? Was that Sean Sullivan last week?
Yeah, it was Sean.
He writes emails for company, like,
but like wacky ones with punchlines,
so he can communicate whatever terrible message the business has.
Yeah, they're like, hey, we're firing 105 people, but make it funny.
He like does subpoenas like freaking Seth Rogen did in Pineapple Express, but he just does it through email.
Exactly. Yeah, all right, yeah.
So
it's a little fun twist on horrible news. Mm-hmm.
Did you see Suge Knight murder that person? Have you seen the video of it now?
Yes,
he hit him with the car.
And he says it was an accident?
He says the video exonerates him. Like, it was totally like,
see?
Like, they came at me with a gun. I chased them down with my car. Afterwards, so
I mean, he still killed the guy.
If you watch the video,
doesn't really matter.
If you watch the video, he backs up over the car and he's like, I was just trying to get away. I mean, backs up over the guy with his car. He's like, I was just trying to get away. And he backs into the street. You can easily drive away on the street,
right?
Like, yeah, and then instead he drives back forward over the first guy, and then starts mowing down the guy he actually killed and fucking hit.
So
that
wait,
guy.
He ran over a guy twice, and that guy lived, and the other guy died. Wow.
Yes,
some
because
shitty odds.
And he's yelling out the window like, "Don't bring a gun to a car fight." Yeah.
Like hanging out, yippee-ki-yay and shit. Dude, my bad. That just reminded me of my awesome impressions. I got a new impression today. I can do Scarface now. You ready?
Yeah, please.
Hoo-wah!
That's spot on.
And then I said,
I like how you have the who, and I think it's ooh-wah, but yeah. I'm like, hoo-wah!
Hoo-wah! Say hello to my little friend, Scarface!
Yeah, does he say Scarface a lot?
That goes with my, and then I can do Christopher Walken after it. So it's like,
which is?
No!
No!
So yeah, I got both those now.
Yeah, you're killing it on the.
So I was walking around work just being like, "Hoo-ah!
Pizza's ready. Got a great ass.
The pizza's ready. Hoo-ah! Da-da!
Da-da."
That's my Scarface. But anyway, so Al Pacino. I mean,
Al Pacino.
Suge Knight.
Al Pacino killed two men.
Both gangsters. Al Pacino, Suge Knight. They're interchangeable. So Suge Knight backs up over the guy,
right,
and then pulls back forward, and then mows down the guy in the parking lot, right, kills the guy. If you watch the video, like, these two guys, Suge Knight pulls up, and then he already had a fight with them 20 minutes later, I guess.
Mm-hmm.
And then Suge Knight pulls back up, and then the two guys go right to the car, like, "Motherfucker, get out of here." And he's like, "Motherfucker, I'm gonna kill you," and backs up, and then chases him down.
Right.
He's trying to say they come up with a gun, like, "We're going to shoot you." And he's like, "You ain't going to shoot me." And tries to run
them over.
Run and leave.
Gotcha. And they just happen to be in the path of the car.
His way
it was their fault.
So that's the two stories.
Uh-huh.
But one guy happens to be dead.
And one guy's alive, though. Yeah, so they have a witness.
And the video kind of shows. Hold up.
You gonna sneeze? Don't. Oh, I thought I could make you not sneeze.
You have
sneeze.
To say cucumber.
Oh, is don't. It cucumber?
Cucumber.
I thought it was don't. Don't. Don't sneeze. Don't. Oh, man, it went away. What do you know?
You say cucumber right beforehand and just knock that shit out. Anyway.
I
heard it was pickle.
Pickle?
Sean's same like, thing. No, it's
put one in vinegar.
Before the pickle, the vinegar will make him sneeze. Go ahead.
Cucumber is bigger.
Yeah. That's the ones
you
like.
That's the ones I like.
Both of us went for that joke.
I was setting it up for that joke. That was a good one. So Suge Knight hits this guy. He says that it's not his fault.
But the video.
And
the
video shows that now you can kind of see another guy run up to the guy on the ground. And it looks like he grabs a gun out of the guy's waist and takes the gun so that this guy on the ground doesn't have a gun on him. So it doesn't look like he threatened Suge with a gun.
Right.
Right. So
not planning on him getting hit and him caught with the gun later in one of his
corpse.
What if
he just robbed him instead?
No.
Wallet.
You're this is after the guy got hit. The guy who was hit twice.
Oh.
Somebody runs up to him
gotcha.
And it looks like they take a gun off him.
Okay.
Instead of helping him, they just take the gun off of him.
So that it doesn't look like he had a gun threatening
Suge
Knight.
They just leave him there, though.
Yeah, basically, yeah. But anyway, so...
That's some quick thinking.
Yeah, that's the way black people are.
Shitty friendship. I'm just gonna leave you here to die.
Black people are street smart. If there's anything I've learned from being black for so long,
yeah, it's true. You can say this type of stuff. It's okay.
It's that black people are street smart. They know what's good in the hood.
The one episode we shouldn't have had the video stream is this one. So people couldn't be like, he's definitely not. I can see him right there. Look how he's actually like illuminating white.
The palest.
Yeah, he's never seen a sun.
I'm black. I'm black, y'all.
So they take the gun off him and run. That's what the video shows.
You can't tell,
but it's something pulling out of his pants, not his dick.
Yeah, and so it's gonna be some shit in court, man. It's gonna be back and forth. It's all over TMZ, every article.
I would imagine.
Yeah, it's like Suge Knight 24/7 on there.
I mean, that's some pretty heavy news.
Suge Knight dying.
Suge Knight dying.
Suge Knight murdering is what it was.
Yeah.
Murder was the case they gave Suge Knight.
Suge Knight?
You never heard it. You never heard of the Suge Knight?
No.
Suge Knight and the Suge Knights.
It sounds like the sweetest Batman.
I think he's gonna play it.
What's up? I'm trying to find Suge Knight and the Suge Knights, but no, there's no such thing as Suge Knight and the Suge Knights.
Turns out I made that up.
But yeah, no. So anyway, Elania's here. It's what, episode
75?
75. We've gone, I can't believe it's 75, a quarter of a century.
Three quarters of a century.
Yeah.
25.
Yeah, I was like,
times three of a century.
So yeah, I think it's been a little over 1 year.
Three quarters of a century. Why don't we take a break and then we'll come back?
Yeah.
This is another story about dogs. For the dog that don't pee on trees is a bitch. So says Snoop Dogg.
Hey, Bob. I became a hipster a couple months ago. You know how I did that? I bought a turntable.
That's all it takes.
That's all it took. I bought a turntable. You know where I got that turntable?
The internet?
Off Amazon.com. There's all kinds of stuff you can buy on Amazon. And since Amazon.com supports Lousy Weather Media, you can too. By going to Amazon's link off our website, right? You just go to lousyweathermedia.com and click on the Amazon links when you want to do your shopping on Amazon. It takes you straight to Amazon.com. It's just a little added step, and it kicks back a little bit of a kickback after you make your purchase to Lousy Weather Media, and it really helps us out and supports us. Lousy Weather Media and Amazon are like supporters of each other. Yeah. We like to keep each other in business.
Together at last.
Together.
Lousy Weather and Amazon.
Together, Lousy Weather Media can keep Amazon in business. And Amazon can help keep Lousy Weather Media in business. Click the banners.
Pencil. That was the Dog Pound here right on WS 187. Rolling the comedy show that way ain't gonna be too bad.
Yeah, you streaming it? People can see it. If they can't be there, not only can they listen now, they can actually
because,
view it.
Yeah, it'll still be on LWM
Radio,
too. Do you
think, like, that'll pick it up well in the darkness?
The light will be lit up, yeah.
I got lights.
The show, the stage is lit up.
When you're talking about having the camera on the other side, like, I don't know, I guess, yeah.
I think we'll be all right.
Yeah, the stage will be lit up.
I mean, we can always test it out.
It might look far away.
Good idea. Testing it out.
Yeah, you know, whatever.
It'll probably look far away.
I'm assuming, yeah, since the computer will be far away, it'll probably have that look.
Is there a zoom on there?
The intention is to get a camera. I like this song.
Yeah. I know, he needs to back in.
But yeah, not like that one. Get a solid camera, a real one.
This one was only $348.
Mm-hmm. No, I mean, all we need is like a $70 HD web camera.
Oh, okay. Sorry. I thought you meant like a solid camera. I was like, all right, let's
We need an HD web camera.
I was about to say the video that she shoots on it.
Broke.
Oh, wow.
I left it in my car during the storm.
And what, it froze?
It never worked again.
So it froze.
Excuse me.
Snoop Dogg. I heard some new Snoop Dogg. I don't know what just happened to my voice. I don't know what happened to me. How is that a stroke? I have no fucking clue.
Sounds like burnt toast.
I heard a new Snoop Dogg song today, and it was called
Snoop Lion. Correct.
No, I think he's Snoop Dogg again. It was called Peaches and Cream, and it was just like
they already did that song. I thought
112 did before, but this is a Snoop Dogg song.
Okay.
And it was called Peaches and Cream. I can just find it real quick. We can play a quick Good or Shitty if you want.
Oh, yeah. You never played Good or Shitty.
I would love to play Good or Shitty.
Well, we listen to a song, we comment about it while it's playing, and then we say Good or Shitty at the end of it.
Mm-hmm. That's exactly
okay.
it.
Okay.
Nope. I can't find it real quick. Let me see. The Snoop Dogg the Shiznit is playing right now. Snoop Dogg, Peaches and Cream. Okay. Let's find it here. Good or shitty?
I think it'd be cool if he picked another animal. Like
a Snoop Frog.
Nice.
The Snoop Frog? Is that what you just said?
Yeah, yeah.
All right, let's do it. Or should I hit this at least first?
Snoop Shark.
Oh, that'd be fucking terrifying.
Yeah. A Snoop Shark?
Mm-hmm.
Or what dress. Animal likes to
braided
pairs. Snoop Panda. And that sounds cool. I could picture like Snoop Dogg just hanging on a tree, eating some bamboo, stoned as fuck. She about to go in.
Snoop Koala.
This is a new Snoop Dogg.
Wow, this is like.
What makes me mad?
Sounds like at the time was jamming with fucking Snoop Dogg.
The Gap Band, yeah. It's like
Peaches and Cream. She too fly for wires, and where I'm at now,
it sounds like he was like, I really dig Big Willie style.
As much as I love funk music, it's like this weird thing where these like funk beats are coming back, right? Well, okay.
Will Smith was ahead of his time.
Well, I love that one Bruno Mars song that's out there, the Uptown Funk song. But I hate the fact that it's not like an actual band. Like, I would love that to be an actual band that sounded like that for every song.
Right.
Uptown Funk or whatever.
I've never heard it, but I've heard people speak of it.
But yeah, it's just Bruno Mars and some guy. And I got really upset when I found that out.
Right, because he doesn't have a full band.
Damn, her ass is so big. Lyrics are on par for
on par
for Snoop Dogg. Oh, there she goes. That's that look all on her face.
Shorty dancing like she knows she's the baddest. Lyric videos are even Snoop Dogg's making lyric videos.
Yeah, it's a Snoop Dogg lyric video.
Wow, that's insane. I thought only like metal and
or like indie bands.
Yeah, like that's the only ones that I've seen.
And they're so high quality too. If they're not graphic or everything, people love
like a
lyrics,
DIY
man.
Band thing,
do they have
though,
a lot
like
of like girls twerking.
No,
it's
no,
just
it's
the
just
lyric
lyrics.
Video.
Yeah, it's
oh
just
my
the
God.
Lyrics.
That's
song.
Their official
What's,
video.
They, like spin around in
no,
circles.
No, did they release an actual video for this?
No, not yet. I
the
don't
only
think. The
actual
song just came
image
out today.
Has been on this so far that I've seen is some peaches.
That's good.
I'm pretty sure the song came out yesterday. No, this is on their Vivo.
Yeah, like have you seen like those like where like the lyrics pop up and it's like super animated and stuff like that? Like that type of lyric video? Like it'll walk you through different backgrounds and stuff. It's insane. Like they put a lot of
pop up video. Here, look, check it out.
If Under a Dead Sky was around for two more months,
I've never seen that
lyric video.
You never seen a video like this?
No.
Yeah, that's what, like the new thing now.
It's what like every artist does.
Like, actually, that's like on MTV.
No, videos. No.
It's what they. It's YouTube because just people like lyrics.
You don't see any videos on MTV. Come
but
on.
Also, good call. Also, I feel like lyric videos can hinder the artist because they write really shitty lyrics. You're reading them and you're like, God, I hate this. That happened to me the other day.
What do you hate?
When bands write shitty lyrics and then they put a lyric video up and they're like the most like mundane, like pretty much like just quote lyrics.
Pretty much everything is like that nowadays. It's all terrible lyrics.
You think
Lil Jon should start making a lyric video? What's that one song?
I just drowned you out the entire time you talked.
It's happening again, Bob. Wait for it. I like how he's jamming to no music.
It's in his head.
And no, it's for the Ustream.
I'm watching the lyric video. That's
funny.
I'm just following the lyric video, dude.
That was a very good joke. So, hey, what do you guys think of Peaches and Cream?
I actually kind of liked it. I would probably re-listen to that.
I feel like if you heard the words,
yeah, I don't know.
It's like real chopped up.
If you heard the
words. Maybe, yeah.
That's what people like us.
Well, so, yeah, because you guys don't have, and Paul turned the speakers down so much, you just can't hear anything.
I feel like it'd be a good song for, you know, like in between at a strip club when, like, there's no dancer up there yet.
I don't know if it'd even be that. I'd rather hear this right here.
The Lexus flexes from Long Beach to Texas. Sexist hoes.
Put it on, girl!
Right, that's what, that would be me right there. But
no girl on stage yet.
I liked it. I'm going to give it a good.
Like, yeah, you did. But I also think that it might be because you were turning it down and off so much that I couldn't really like hate it. So like, I was like, I like this beat. Oh, I already know I like this one.
We were talking a lot.
Yeah. No, that's fine. That's fine. But I'm saying, like, maybe that's, like, one of the reasons why I liked it. What
and
do you
also,
think?
I turned it down the whole time. I had Paul. That's why I mean, Bob talking.
Yeah. What do you, good or shitty, Sean?
On what? Snoop Dogg?
Yeah.
It was shitty. It
Lane?
Was, I was shitty.
I don't have an opinion.
Oh, okay. Wow. I need to make a third good or shitty, or a second good or shitty.
Oh, does this
no, that's Bob's answer every time, too, because he doesn't have
he's like, I couldn't hear it.
I couldn't hear it. I don't have an opinion. That's what I usually say.
This
but
time,
I like
Bob
the song.
I
like the beat.
Yeah. Just, I don't think I'd listen to it.
Yeah, fair enough.
Bow, bow,
so maybe shitty.
Bow.
Okay.
Burn my gas like race cars. Two bad bros with a bass on. I never let a girl that I wait for. I feel my deal like Jacob.
Like it now?
No.
No, you hate it.
I didn't sell it.
I thought I might be able to throw it back to you.
Snoop Hawk is
Snoop Hawk. That's a good one.
Yeah, I know.
God, I could just see like Paul should Photoshop that fucking hand on
him. Smoke weed.
Yeah.
I smoke, get high and fly.
Well, you need that. You need that like actual like that actual hawk sound. That like ear, like that's like a really high pitched one.
When he's diving down.
It's like
I can't do any animal noises.
I've been watching the show Togetherness, and the guy in it is a sound engineer for, like, a Hollywood studio, and this is what this reminds me of. Because the guy's like, we need coyote sounds. So he goes out and gets an actual coyote, and he's like, what the fuck's this? I want this. And he's like, well, actually, that's a dog. He's like, no, we're using it.
Oh, because it's, like, the one that's usually used?
Mm. Yeah, but he's, like, it's trying like to do his one. Job well, but the director is, like, I don't care what the fuck. Yeah, it's the stock
also,
one.
It just sounds, gotcha. Like, not the right.
Yeah, the director is, like, I don't care what the fuck a real coyote sounds like.
He's not a really
like.
Good
director. Well, you're not a real eagle, so that's why I brought it up.
All right. Cool. It's time to learn about Elenia.
Oh,
we need to learn. I don't know anything about you. I don't even know your last name. Is it Pizantes? I don't even know. So, like, here's one thing I can... We'll go ahead and let... Well, I'll let the cat out of the bag right now, right?
God.
So, you are dating Paul that's next to you.
I am.
Paul is a member of the show.
I think so, right?
And I'm the one that asked for you to be here. It had nothing to do with Paul. I said,
I
want
really
Elenia on the show. So,
And honestly, he doesn't ask for many people either. He's just like, bring whoever. I'll fucking talk to him.
So, and that's still kind of the way I went into this. But anyway.
he didn't even watch the video.
I didn't even watch the video. We're going to watch it now. But anyway, the, if I find my phone. Hey, whenever I find my phone, I'll pop it open. We'll watch the video. So, anyway,
hey, he found his phone. Hey,
hello, phone.
So,
you're welcome.
No, but what I was saying about you dating Paul, none of us really know anything about you. And when I've even asked, I'm like, who did Elenia know? No, I was like, who did she know? Like, how did she even come into our lives? And people are like, I don't know. And they're like, well, you know, she was just at a wedding one day.
That's it. I
and
was
it
photographing
was like,
a wedding.
You were just the photographer. You didn't even know the people.
I knew the people, some of the people in the wedding, and I knew the bride and the groom.
So you were just, you were just like man scoping I was about to say a funeral. That would have been bad.
It would have been weird if she's taking photos at a funeral. No. We like this documented.
But you're just, you went to this wedding like you're going to find your fucking, I was about to say Cleopatra, but Romeo.
I'll take Cleopatra.
You went there looking
for
Romeo,
there
for
that, no.
And there was Paul.
No, that's not how that that went.
Well, that's exactly how it works. When you're not looking for it, boom, right in the forehead, there it is.
Sure, yeah.
So, and then same with Paul. Paul was
I notice Paul.
Yeah. Paul was just a lonely, he was just a lonely drunk, hated his life. Yep. He was going to this wedding.
He was wearing flip-flops.
And pants.
That is.
Khakis.
He probably just smashed
the pizza.
Tony was
like, what'd you do? Just get off your yacht? And I was like, sorry.
So
Paul thought I was a weirdo because I was just dancing in the rain.
That happens. He probably enjoyed it. But Paul, he likes things like that because if you like post a good looking picture on the internet, he thinks you're a terrible slut.
That's true.
That's just Paul. So you have to do weird things like dance in the rain, like the B-girl and
like
fucking...
The B-girl.
I actually told
him... Oh, no
him.
Rain. The B-girl and no rain.
Oh. Yeah, from Blind Melon. Is there rain in that video?
No, hence the name.
Anyway. But anyway, so yeah, you didn't know anybody. You just met Paul.
I've met Paul because I told him he looked really old. He made a joke about himself. He's like, I look 35. And I was like, yeah, you do.
Paul's
like,
the 46-year-old motherfucker in the building for a change.
Yeah, finally.
Because usually I'm the one watching Frasier being an old asshole.
Yeah, I saw that
finally,
tweet.
Paul is...
No, like,
I'm always an old Frasier watching person. It wasn't just one time. She's talking about something. It's a true story, but I wrote it as a joke on Twitter. A little 140
I wasn't sure
character.
If it was from you, if you like quoted something, and I was like,
no,
it's
seriously.
Frasier.
It was legitimate. What the girl literally said to me in my response
really
to her. She literally said it to me, and my response back to her was, she said that her and I had quarter the amount of sex that her and her ex had. And I said, what do you expect getting involved with somebody who's 46 and likes Frasier?
I like that was your comeback. Like, well, let's look at this honestly.
46, not like Frasier. I was like, and then I said, I think you and I have twice the amount of sex my ex and I had.
She also watched Frasier. That's why we were never having sex.
Shit, this is quarter of the amount. You got another thing coming. You need to find another man. I'm sorry.
How long did you know her?
What's up?
How long did you even know her?
I know her for a while.
How long did you talk to her for?
Not very long.
Yeah.
Well. But stuff happens.
Yeah.
But she's still a good friend.
That's good.
Life happens.
Yeah, life happens.
I'm just, I was having sex a lot. Don't get me wrong. I was being a sex machine. What's that James Brown song?
Sex Machine.
I mean, that was me. Like, I'm sorry. I was the James Brown song, bro. And it still wasn't enough. So, I don't know. That's when you know that there's not something there. You know what I'm saying?
Like, yeah. She wanted more.
Your static, statics just aren't connecting.
Right. Which, I mean, yeah, like you said, life happens.
Sometimes you work a 16-hour day, man, and you just want to go to sleep.
Well, yeah. Watch Frasier.
Yeah, watch Frasier. You
honestly.
Know what I mean? And some people should understand that. You know,
you know what, Sean? All of them should.
Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? You should understand that.
Yeah,
you know what I mean?
Yeah.
I should just rub your back.
Yeah.
Let you enjoy life instead
right.
of trying to beg you for sex.
You tell them.
Instead of trying to beg you for sex.
It's a hard life to live sometimes when you're just constantly getting begged for sex. It made me feel pretty confident in myself.
Yeah, like she wasn't like, no, I'm fine. That would have been worse. What do you expect
worse.
From a Frasier watching guy, all right?
She was like, no, the sex is good and I needed more. I don't know if it was good. She just probably needed more. But, yeah, quarter of the amount. But anyway, the joke, yeah.
Yeah, all right, right on.
I'm 46 and I like Frasier.
Yeah, and true, I was the 46-year-old at the wedding. Mm. Well, I said I was 35, and she was like, yeah, you do. I was like, who the fuck is this?
That's exactly, he thought I was the worst person
and
in the
world. She's like dancing in the rain. I'm like, fuck this ass.
I went up and I introduced myself over some vegan chili, and
right,
I was like,
yeah.
I can't wait to try this. He was like, oh, yeah, me neither. Yeah, he didn't care
totally.
About the vegan chili.
Totally
I did,
cute.
No,
but I did
I,
shake
I,
his
totally.
Hand and introduce
I know,
myself.
I did like the vegan chili. I thought it was cool.
We've been so happy
That's
ever
good.
Since.
Yeah, yeah.
So,
vegan chili.
But no, where are you from then?
I'm from Talmadge.
So you still didn't even know each other?
Yeah, it's weird. Like, we've crossed, like, so many, there's so many, like, yarns hooking us together, but
like,
none
I
of
knew
them, like,
Bob.
Actually...
And never met?
Yeah, well, no, I never, like, you know, never talked to him in high school. I mean, I went to Talmadge High School. But yeah, I had to have crossed.
And I'm famous, so you knew who I was.
Yeah, definitely knew who you were.
So
Smokestack.
You know, you had the mixtapes. So, but
she's
then
07 mixtape.
I never met Paul. No, I mean, I kind of feel it. I didn't meet Paul either till he was like, 15? Till yeah, you were like 15 because you went to all them Christian schools and all stuff. Did Christian you go to schools. Public school?
I went to public school and then I went to private school. Well,
how old are you now?
I'm 25.
So you would have been in school with me then too if I went to Talmadge. No, I went to Talmadge in elementary and stuff.
No.
Elementary and middle school.
I went to
public school,
private
in,
school, elementary, middle school, and high
so
school.
So you're one
to,
of those.
Yeah.
How was private school?
Oh, private school?
That's
I mean,
what I'm
it
talking
was,
about. You're
it
one
cool.
of those.
I liked, we had like warm fuzzies where everybody would, you know, put like a nice little note in your envelope, and I love that. That was cool about private
wow.
school.
Hold on. But
that's really nice of them to do.
I don't think I understood
in my private
what just
school,
happened.
They're like, Jesus is the only one. If you're Catholic, you're fucked. Like, that's what CBCA
there
was.
You said they put warm fuzzies in your envelope.
In these envelopes. Not in that envelope. Envelopes.
Like you,
they
each one has an envelope, each person.
Everybody
and then someone
envelope,
says something nice, and you put something in it.
And
it's kind of
like
you did this when?
When we were in
every
elementary
day?
School. No, people, yeah. I mean, people could just drop a note in it if they wanted to, and it was really nice. Because
feel bad for
like
the kid that didn't get
any honestly,
notes.
No.
It's like Facebook when your birthday comes up. You're like, ooh, I hope I got a lot. And then, like, you open your envelope, and there's no fuzzy, warm
but there
fuzzies.
Are people who remember
I would
those kids.
Eliminate the fuzzy program if
I
was
like
a teacher.
They,
I'd walk right in and be like, fuzzy's gone. No. Because
fuzzy's gone.
I was really quiet in school, and I still got fuzzy.
It's just like nowadays how
fuzzies.
Nowadays, how they make all the kids buy every person a Valentine. Like,
right.
It's like you can't even, like, if you don't, like, you have to have one for everybody.
So, wait, which are you for?
What's up?
You
either have to have something for everybody.
Okay.
Or nothing at all.
I understand now.
You,
yeah,
ain't
you
just
had
like,
to give everyone
you know
a Valentine,
that
but that doesn't mean
you
doing it right.
No, they're promoting the fact of, like, of specializing people. Okay.
No,
honestly, I feel like it's from the Valentine's Day cards company that are like, yeah, you have to buy one for everyone
now,
in the room.
If
you so
just
you buy
happen
more of
to
these.
Give somebody warm and fuzzy, then that's one thing, right?
Oh.
But
if
to,
it's an established
to promote
thing.
The fact that
what
you are
never...
able to give somebody warm and fuzzy, but you can ignore this person with warm and fuzzy.
Were they anonymous fuzzies?
Some of them were. Some of them I don't remember. I was in like fifth grade.
Okay. So everybody has an envelope. Okay.
Everybody has an envelope.
So
trust me. Everybody
and then,
got a warm
but
fuzzy.
You might like
I feel like
John.
You'd be the girl that
I
like,
was. I did. I was that girl.
You might like John more than you like Tyler.
That
so
doesn't
maybe
matter.
John gets one this week and Tyler doesn't.
Or
so
they both get one.
What if John, but I'm saying this
hypothetical.
Week, hypothetically, this week, John gets like 17 of them and Tyler only gets two. Did I change their names
sure,
already?
Sure, it
but
doesn't matter.
John gets 17 of them, Tyler only
Peter
gets two.
Peter gets four, yeah.
You don't feel that that's like disrespectful to Tyler, who is it's promoting the fact that he might only get two if he's not popular enough?
That young, I mean, why does it...
It's discrimination.
At least you got one. I don't know. To me, it's just
yeah, but Tyler got 17.
Nice, it's like a nice. Maybe Tyler didn't. Maybe Tyler's popular, but
I
you
mean,
like
John.
You're not gonna go every day. Like, hopefully, he's not saying like, "Hey, man, I got 17 warm fuzzies." Mm-hmm.
That's
today.
What I'm
you
thinking.
Know what I mean?
It's like that pride. Like,
I never
thing
heard that
of like Facebook. Mm-hmm. You know?
I don't think it was. I don't remember it being something like that.
Okay. Anyway, so
it was a really good heart of nature thing, and you're like trying to pick it apart.
I know.
Apart.
I was like,
you
had
what about Tyler?
I had really fond memories.
You had a lot of.
You tried to take it away from me.
You had a lot of fuzzies in your childhood.
Yeah.
So anyway, you're from Talmadge then. What private school did you go to?
I went
they have private schools?
St. Patrick's in Kent. And then I went and I also went to Immaculate Heart of Mary.
So this is Jesus schools then. Is there a difference between Jesus schools and private schools? Can there be a private school that's not Jesus ran?
Probably. Yeah. But I don't I mean
I think they all have I think they're all some kind of religion.
They can't just be a
but what about like a boarding school?
There you go.
That's
there would
different
be a paid
that's
for
school
that's not.
It's a private school because you're paying for it. It's not government funded.
I didn't go to a boarding school.
So you went to Jesus schools then.
I went to Jesus
so
schools.
How was that for you?
It was pretty interesting.
So there's warm and fuzzies.
My favorite class was typing class. I remember one day specifically where this girl put her, like, fifth grade, okay? She put her leg on the desk and she was like, look, guys, like, we had those, like, pleated skirts, you know? She just put her leg on the desk. Oops, sorry. And was like, I shaved today. And I just remember being like, oh, I just I feel like that's kind of slutty. Why would you put that out there? And I just walked away.
Was it to a whole bunch of
dudes?
It was
like right before religion class. Yeah.
You're not getting a fuzzy this week.
Yeah, yeah. Yeah.
And I'm like, you don't deserve it.
Also not.
No, yeah. Her fuzzy was like her hair. Like,
put your skirt down.
Just leg hair in her envelope. You need this.
There's put these back on.
There's a lot of fuzzy joke opportunities right now.
So when did you start? You're into like taking pictures and stuff. When did that start into everything? Well, I want to know if it started back then. You're in school.
Not in private school. I mean, it's probably
what you want to do then.
What?
Like, what was your, what were you
yeah,
into?
What were your ambitions?
Oh, when I was younger?
Mm-hmm.
I loved, like, arts and crafts. I would always put, cut out magazine stuff and, like, collage shit. And then, like, in sixth grade, I would get those disposable cameras. And all throughout high school, I would use my disposable camera and just, like, take pictures of, like, my friends and stuff that I would do, stupid things like that. I mean, not my friends aren't stupid, but you know what I mean.
Yeah.
So, but, yeah, and then I started getting into little digital cameras, and then...
So it sounds like you were into taking pictures the whole time.
Yeah, but it wasn't... I mean, honestly, I never thought that I'd be doing this as much as I am now.
So what did you want
to
do back then, though? Like, was
I wanted
it all
to
just
be a
like
musician.
It wasn't like astronaut or anything.
No, I wanted to... Like, my my dad played music, like, you know, every single instrument, pretty much, and sang in our basement, like, had a bunch of bands, whatever. And that's what I wanted to do. And then when my parents split up, I... just was kind of angry, blah, blah, blah. And then
when
I went on
that?
A different path. I was 10. So
fifth grade, the girl showing her leg
look
in class.
At that. All of this shit happened to me at once. It was traumatizing. No. So, but yeah, after that, I just kind of started doing other things. And I got into, I really loved, always loved magazine journalism and that kind of thing. So started doing that, and I was on The Devil's Tail. It's a newspaper at Talmadge. I was on the Daily, or no, wait. Yeah, the Daily Kent. No,
were you
that's a Daily
writing
Kent
articles?
Standard. That's in freaking
or,
college. Yeah, writing articles, taking pictures, stuff like that.
What was your favorite expose you did?
Nice.
Expose.
I looked around the room for approval.
Yeah, he really did. He's like, anybody? Expo fucking Zay.
My favorite one in high school?
Yeah,
or out of
anyway,
anyone.
Yeah,
written.
Yeah.
I don't know.
You didn't have like you didn't have anything like John Matthews.
Oh, I have a really good one. One time, I tried to write an article about how the cheerleader skirts were really short, and like you know, girls couldn't wear skirts that were like their hands had to be past their or like it couldn't be past.
This is like an argument. I remember the girls bringing up the same thing at my high school. Like the cheerleader skirts would be way shorter than the fingertips.
Yeah, but anyway,
like,
so,
get kicked
out,
and they could wear it every Friday in class, you know, because of game and shit.
So I was trying to write this article, and I was not allowed to write this article.
Did you get a brick through your window from a cheerleader?
No, I wasn't
like,
allowed
attached to a pom pom
because the principal at the time. Was an ex cheerleader.
Wow.
And I was, you know, I kept trying to tell her, like, you know, how this isn't, you know, it's not, I don't see, like, I don't understand. Why is it okay for them to be able to do this and not the rest of us? And she was, she, like, told
me. The man had to put you down.
She put me down. And I was like, oh. This is not freedom of speech.
But yeah, it was a crazy dick conspiracy. Did you go like straight to like newspaper articles from the 70s to see if she was a fucking cheerleader?
Oh, right. And like a fucking like a.
You're like the dick conspiracy. Well, how did you find out she was. Oh, she was like, I'm a cheerleader.
Wow. So she's like, I have this bias and this is why you can't do it. That's a really good leadership.
But then you should have shut her back down, went to like the city paper and been like, the school is covering it up.
The great cheerleader scandal. Fucking.
Yeah, you've blown that fucking case right open.
Blown the roof. I
lost that. So, but you were writing in the newspapers, and you were a pretty studious person
She's
in
like
school.
Jimmy
then,
Olsen,
you?
The
I
Daily
was,
Planet.
Yeah,
you fucking
really
get
school.
Good
I
grades.
Liked, language arts and everything. History, what?
Good grades.
Yeah,
you liked school.
I loved school. I still do. I love learning.
Did you play
like,
sports?
I did. I played like every.
You
sport.
Actually liked school for school.
Yeah.
Like, there's the group of people who like school for school.
Mm-hmm.
They're like a minute group. And then you have the people who like school because, like, oh, man, my friends, they were
right.
all there. Then you had, like, the people who, like, me who, like, I did well, but I hated being there. I just slept, and I didn't care to see everybody, and I didn't, after I got to a certain, I liked learning, like you said, language arts. I liked doing English. I liked doing history. Everything else was kind of like jerk off material. I didn't care.
Wow.
So, that's well, yeah, I didn't jerk off to. Yeah. You know what I mean when I say jerk off.
Yeah.
Like, busy
yeah.
work.
Gotcha. That's what jerking off is.
No, I get it. Your math teacher was real cute.
No, but as soon as you're saying like X plus P equals Y and shit, I'm just like, who cares about the jerk off?
I was really bad at math.
This stuff, yeah.
I got D's in math. And then in college, I ended up getting a B plus or something. Because I was tutored by the teacher. I worked really hard to freaking pass that class.
So where'd you go to college at?
Kent State.
Kent State. How'd you get into that? Did you have a bunch of scholarships or loans or you fucking...
Loans. And I think I have...
With all those...
Two scholarships?
With all those extracurricular activities and what are they called? Electives?
Yeah.
Electives, yeah.
So with all those in high school, you must have... had some sort of like bragging rights to get into college, some kind of
no, it was really hard. No, I think I applied to like 15 different scholarships and I got one scholarship from the school and it was called the trustee scholarship and it was $2,500 a semester for 4 years.
Mm.
And I went to school for 6.5.
Yeah.
So that ran out. But then throughout college I got grants and things like that. But
so what was the you went to school for 6.5 years?
6.5.
So wait, where did you start as something different and go through a bunch of different stuff and ended up with communications? You didn't start there.
I did not start in communications.
A lot of people end with communications. But is it because you already have all the classes and you're like...
Yeah, it probably just like falls.
No, I wanted to... I was in magazine journalism and then there was a class called Print Beat. And I didn't want to take it. I just did not want to take this class.
Why not?
You had to report on something twice a week.
Mm.
And for me at that point in my life, I just wasn't ready to commit myself. I was more into like going out and having fun and, you know, sliding by.
Mm.
And then, so I decided like I really loved observing people and just like watching their body language, you know, learning more about psychology.
Mm.
So I took interpersonal communication as my major, and that way I could learn more about how people work mentally and physically and body language and all that kind of thing.
Mm.
So it was just like a better route for me at that time. And then my minor was photojournalism, and by the time I wanted to make that my major, I was pretty much already graduated, and they were like, just keep this the way it is and move on.
Mm. So what's the plan with the communications then? Any plan?
Well, it actually works really well with photojournalism because as a storyteller, you need to be able to recognize people's body language and understand, you know, when they need you to be, you know, quiet or just listen, that kind of thing, and how to read people. So
instead of wanting to, okay, just try and get you pegged here.
Okay. Right.
So instead of wanting to weekly give me a new story about shit going on, you'd rather go live with an ape for 6 months and come back to me with a story about living with an ape for six
Gorillas
months.
In the mist.
That is kind of how it goes, yeah. Mm. And honestly, I mean, there's so many other things I want to do with it. I want to do, you know, more of fine art illustration type of portraits. I don't only want to do documentaries.
Yeah, I just meant like avoiding the buckle down reporter grind.
Yeah, no,
that
just like
class
gives me
wanted.
A lot of anxiety and... I just don't work that way.
Yeah, there's like a weird, like, there's a lot of people who can do, like, really quick onto the next. Like, just give me a story, I'm going to recycle about how this person got blown up to pieces, and I'm going to move on to this next story.
And sometimes I would, like that, sometimes, where it's like, you know, sometimes the long stories give me anxiety, too, because I'm like, is this ever going to be finished? How much can I work on this? But at the same time, you have more time to get it down right.
Mm. So wait, have you done other things like this B documentary you have started, or is this the first thing you've tackled on?
This is my first, pretty much my first film. I did another like tiny documentary, short doc on somebody in our class. We had to switch people, like learn about the other photographers in our class, which was cool. So that was kind of like the starting ground. But then I took a video for still class. Run by an amazing professor, and like through that, I just fell in love with video.
Well,
and,
also, I mean, like telling stories and stuff. You were doing photo stories.
Yeah, I did photo stories. I did about three or four photo stories. No, five photo stories. Like actual stories.
And what does that entail? Just literally the photos?
It's you're documenting, but you're documenting in stills instead of video.
Now, which do you think is harder? I'm sure they
and
both
you have
to
have captions and things like that.
They're different elements, but I mean, like, do you feel like it's harder to express like an entire thing in like 8 pictures or a 10-minute documentary? Like, which is easier for you?
Video is way easier. It's a lot more work. Mm. I still love documenting with pictures, but it's a really, I mean, you know, when somebody is a photojournalist, like that picture, you're like, whoa, like that tells you so much. You feel something from it, you know? And that's hard to capture. That's a skill that you really have to hone into and practice. So, and I just like video because I can be more creative. I can cut and edit the way I want to. Mm.
You can almost like retell the story like as you're editing. Like that's like the second shot at the like the prize, you know.
What about coffee table books?
Yeah, coffee table books. I want to create those.
You want to do like fucking
yeah,
giant?
I do.
Like, and
oh my god, yeah. Mm. I just saw one by Eugene Richards. He's a really famous older photographer. He finally made this book, and it's beautiful. It's perfect. It's everything that I would want to do in a book. Just very simple. Like he writes out the story throughout the book, but it's one sentence throughout the whole book, and it goes along with a picture. But he's just telling his story about how he felt in the moment, and how he felt about this family, and how they felt about him, and it was just very poetic. Mm. And that's something. It's you know, it's art.
Yeah, they really are. I love the way you can transition from photo to photo, even when it's like stupid things. Like they have like the porn star ones or like Madonna or some shit. But even when you can transfer from weird creative photos in those big, broad, you know, even way you can look at them is really fucking captivating for your home, I guess. Anyway, I got that video fucking loaded up. You got something you're about to say, Paul?
No.
You sat up.
No, I can't wait to see the video.
Yeah, I got the bees behind bars. Okay, so this is a
and that's not
trailer.
Its official title.
This is just
but that's
the trailer.
What they're called. That's what their program's
that's
called.
That's their program?
Yeah.
I should have
working
it,
title.
Working title.
Should have it here.
And here. If you really apply yourself, you learn the basics of life. But
you
want to
see it, Paul?
I've seen it, but yeah, if you want to show it to Bob, that's
you
fine.
You were just talking about how you really wanted to see it.
It's just going
to
be a...
Oh, so I'm the only person
who
has
seen
it. You
have to listen to what they're saying.
We're locked inside of a box, and that's sort of what I feel like when I'm back on the block, being locked behind a door. Can't get out to somebody let me out, or they checking in on me to see what I'm doing. I'm in prison for assault.
All right, hold on. Now, when you're talking to this guy, you're never like... Oh, man, I might get strangled out. Like, it reminds me of Toby in The Office when he goes to talk to the strangler. He's like, I think the strangler's innocent. And he goes to talk to him, and the strangler chokes the shit out of him.
That's awesome.
No. Like, you had no inclination. Because you're not sitting... It's not like they're behind glass or anything.
Or bars.
You're obviously sitting in a room with them, I would imagine. You have them mic'd up or anything. Mm-hmm. So... You have them sitting in a room, and you got to sit there and talk to this person, and you don't have any... Are these guys nonviolent guys, or they're murderers, rapers, they're everything?
The three that I'm allowed to work with, they have media releases. Hmm. One is in there for attempted murder, one's in there for assault, and one's in there for drugs. Hmm. And then... Drug trafficking. And then
and
the
he's
other,
the most violent one of them all.
None of them obvious. Have shown any violence. I mean, they have to meet a certain criteria to get into the beekeeping program in
and
general.
Even to be probably media eligible.
Exactly.
Or,
well, they can't have victims as... so, like, if the one guy did murder somebody, then he would not probably be allowed to be seen. And so, like, all the other guys, I mean, there's about 12 other dudes, and I can't interview them. I can. I just can't, like, capture their face, things like that, or I have to wipe it out. But
yeah, if you notice in the video, there's a couple, like, blurred headshots. Mm-hmm.
In there, I mean, they're rapists, pedophiles, murderers in that beekeeping program. But they have to be on their pretty, you know, they have to be on their best behavior. This program, they want it to go to being an apprenticeship to where these inmates can get time reduced if they... keep being on good behavior.
Are they trying to make it so that they can actually go out while they're in prison, like kind of like a day to where they can go work and then come back
work
to the prison?
Release
yeah
I don't know if that's the way it works. but they probably get in job placement if they get out.
Gotcha. So.
Anyway.
I'm not sure about any of that.
I had two boys. I lost all that.
They say the only way you're going to change, you got to want change. And at first, I didn't want it. At first, I was upset at everybody else but the person I was supposed to be upset with, myself. I've been incarcerated 3 times. I've been incarcerated for 3.5 years.
This is my first time. This one night.
I thought to myself, like, the B program.
They're in my program because they're somebody special that made the cut. And not just anybody can become a beekeeper. Not just anybody can.
I ain't gotta go out and sell drugs and make money.
These guys, in their wildest dream, would never experience anything like that. But now they can. I guess you could say it's a prison miracle a little bit.
So what's this shit on Netflix? Yeah, it already, right? I mean, it's already...
It's shot insane, right? She came over to my house
shot
to cut
the
on it.
Video and audio, yeah.
Some of the shots.
Yeah,
video and audio is really well.
She cut on my iMac because she didn't have one at the time or the program to do so. And so I would like go to work and come back and she'd be like, so I've been working the past 4 hours on this 2 minutes. Check it out. And I was like, God damn, this is like insanely professional. I was really blown away.
It took forever.
It does look, it looks amazing.
I've
done
like a whole 20-minute piece too.
Mm.
And what's really cool is that the two-shot camera thing that you do, I think that's awesome because it's minimal, but you make it look huge in a way, if that makes sense.
Giving it two shots too it makes it look so much more professional.
Yeah, but it's only two. Like you
it
think
gets
like
depth.
Yeah, but depth. It, that's all almost all you need because there's you almost very rarely see documentaries who shoot the person they're interviewing from two views.
Right.
Usually see cut of footage.
Right. It'll be just
and then
dead
head on.
And then.
And with a green screen usually behind them or something.
Yeah.
You know, so anyway, anytime. I always enjoy that when I see second cameras hit in documentaries because you see a side view or something more.
Just makes it more interesting to
emotion,
the eye while someone
yeah.
fucking talks.
Exactly, you get more, but yeah, that's shot beautifully. The audio's sounded great with everything because I'm listening through headphones. So
also, that's a really cool thing. Really? How'd you do the audio?
I did the audio with a Tascam, and they had a mic hooked up to the Tascam.
Mm.
Yeah, I thought that was I thought that was awesome that you used.
It
the
wasn't,
Tascam.
Yeah, it wasn't like a wireless mic or anything. Now I have one, but at the time I just had a Tascam that I borrowed from our school.
Yeah. Like what? Like a little DAT recorder or whatever.
Right.
Yeah.
Like those like handheld ones.
Mm-hmm. So you did that, and then when did you start working on that?
In September.
Mm. And what's the goal? How far along are you in it now?
Well, their actual beekeeping season is coming up.
So you're
going to
wait and come back for that?
I've been going. I've been still visiting. Just trying to keep consistency so they get used to me being there more. Today I actually went and this year's hive, like all of their hives pretty much died off except for two. And so all of those bees, you know, they're going to get replacements for some of them. But, today we went outside and since the bees haven't been out yet, they came out and they were all shitting everywhere because they don't shit in their hive. So I thought that was pretty cool.
And they don't like, shit in their house. Yeah. You don't
they
shit
don't.
Where you
that's
eat,
why
man.
I thought that was really cool because I was like, yeah.
Yeah, because I mean, dogs will poop in the house.
But that's, that's what I mean. Like, that's why I said I wash my face with this honey because it's
all me first. That's what it sounds
they're
like.
Everywhere. My camera, I've got like poop on my strap.
Well, I've never seen a bee shit ever. Did you get that on camera?
No, I just got it on there.
No, it's just
you
all
can't,
over.
Like,
that's
see
just,
it.
Just
I don't
the
have
credits
that.
Of the movie should just be bee shitting. You're like, wow.
I don't have
amazing.
That great of a lens. You know? Put, like, I need a better lens for
put
that.
Put the little names on each piece of shit.
Bob, Jim.
But no, it did. Like it was all over like their one of their like hives, and the lieutenant asked me. She's like, "So did you see them poop everywhere?" And I was like, that's what that was. Because I was like, what the heck is that? I just kept filming it.
But so you're looking to do like a get through the whole like next season?
Yeah, whole next season, whole probably summer, and then I'm going to wrap it up. I need to still get like, I want to get community members, interviews, like farms, because bees travel up to, you know, 7 miles each way.
Hey, you got to get an opposing asshole, too, that thinks it's a bad idea.
Why we're here. Sean asks it, she looks at the camera.
No, I think that's a great idea.
By going to, I'm just going to ask random people, you know, in the community. There's a ton of farmland.
There's got to be a politician, too, that's totally against it somewhere.
Probably, because, yeah. I mean, people, then that's why I got interested in it, because the way I felt, like, at first when I saw this, I was like, oh, like, I love this, like, you know, rehabilitation using nature, like, I'm totally into that kind of thing. And then I felt like, oh, man, like, should I be happy? Like, should I be happy for these people? Like, they're criminals. They did something bad. They hurt somebody else or they whatever. And so I felt that way. I know other people are going to feel that way. And I just wanted to present, you know, an unbiased neutral position of what I'm seeing, what I'm documenting, and also what other people feel in that community. And I mean, there's a huge, you know, bee issue.
I'm ready for this shit to be on Sundance. I'm ready to be on Netflix. No, it's actually really good. It's a cool idea. It's shot really well. It's
also
amazing.
The whole, like, since she's doing the spring and the summer now, she'll have the full like year of how they wield the honey and like them like closing them down and stuff.
I was about
like that.
To say, how long have you said since September?
Since September.
So we're talking 6 or 7 months now. Is what I'm trying to do my math.
Almost. Well, like 6 months because this is March now.
You probably got a year from now before you're probably done filming. You're guessing.
No, 6 months from now.
6 months from now.
Because I want to wrap it up by August so that because Sundance is. You have to apply by August.
Well, you want to finish this year, man, you can go ahead and film a whole another year and go for next year.
I don't really need
go
a whole
for broke.
I am broke. That's why I'm making a Kickstarter, guys.
That's how you gotta do it.
Yeah.
Get on that bandwagon.
That's a good idea. It's not a bad idea. The only bad thing about Kickstarter is the whole, like, if you don't hit your goal,
Especially seeing that number go up every day. Like, we're getting closer, closer. Then you, like, barely, like, you know, just miss it. Like, that's got to be devastating.
That's where,
I mean, I don't think I'm going to ask for too much.
That's why there's so many other donations.
Yeah, GoFundMe is one that websites. You can just keep going until you hit your goal.
And there's even the other ones just, like, donate to me or stuff like
that. Well,
I'm
also, I'm going
to
go around
to to donate
to people out there, you know, and I thought about having local screenings and, you know, doing like $2 a ticket type of thing. And it's honestly like I picked up a second job and like I'm just spread really thin right now and I want to be able to put more effort and time into this because I mean, it's my baby. Like I want to like finish this right. And I also need a little bit more equipment. And so far, everything's been out of my own pocket. I mean, I drive an hour there and an hour back every week. Sometimes, you know, I've gone up to twice a week, three times a week. So,
yeah, it hurts. That's where it hurts when you're following your dream because it comes out of your pocket.
And you're working nonstop anyways. And even if you have a shitty day, you still have to go fucking do that thing you're trying to pursue.
Well, I mean,
it's not just like this is the only thing I have to concentrate on. So this is nice. It's
I mean,
like,
I'd love to be able to just, you know, concentrate on just that. But, you know, I've got freelance at the same time and my two other jobs.
If you a Kickstarter though would also be a good idea because when you do a GoFundMe, you're looking at your friends, and when you do a Kickstarter,
it's a community.
Other people,
literally investors that go through there that might see.
And
it
with
and just
that
be like,
trailer,
wow.
I feel like that trailer just like that catches you so quick.
Yeah, it does. I'm ready for it to be on Netflix.
Yeah, Sundance. All
yeah. Why isn't it on there?
And I didn't want to do.
You
a
haven't
Kickstarter
finished yet.
I feel bad. You know, I don't want to like. You know, I'm not trying to reach in other people's pockets, but if you guys, you know, if people want to support it, then by all means, you know, I'd love your help. So.
That's always the touchy issue on it. Like it's because it's my dream.
Right.
So.
And that's how I feel too. I'm like, I want to do this and I want to do it by myself. And I have so far, but now it's just getting like to a point where I think I do need help.
Or you just, sell everything you own and squat in a box for the next.
I mean, I was eating soup out of a can and like sandwiches every day. Dude, and that was it for that.
Ramen
it's
noodles.
Coffee.
Ramen noodles. You got cut soup and sandwich in half to just ramen noodle.
No, I couldn't do the ramen noodle. I think I'd just die.
Like
of 25
cents a meal.
It is a weird sentiment to be like, put out your hand and be like, hey, I have a dream. Will you guys give me money? It's like, we all have dreams, asshole. So, yeah. So
but
I understand
the thing about it, though, is when you come
have.
At it with that trailer and that, honestly, you'll be able to, and your whole idea. Explain your idea, explain that trailer, show the trailer. You'll have people be like, this is a great idea. I want to see it through.
Yeah, I
to
feel
the
like, I mean, I'm not trying to say
I'll it. Donate $5. I'll donate
there's
it right now.
That gets you a thank you.
Right. She'll call you on her phone. No,
I will. I'm doing a live Q&A for half an hour when you get hit like $100.
There you go.
That's awesome.
What were you going to say?
I can't remember. Sorry.
You're like, I'm not trying to say this because...
Oh, yeah, no, I feel like with, like, the presentation of what you have so far, I feel like it'll get funded if not
well,
go over.
It.
Yeah.
Even if you're only looking for, you're only looking for what? Like, you need, what, like a 10 grand or something?
Yeah, about.
And you probably need, like, 50, but you'll ask 50, for 10.
Well, that's where, like, her fucking footwork comes in, like, her just ethic, yeah. You know? So, like, she can make 10 grand look
trust
like 100,000, I feel like.
You, there's even, like, you can work on fundraisers and stuff, too,
right.
Hooking up with us for shows we promote and stuff. We can do all kinds of stuff. But, yeah, it's a great idea. And I wanted to ask about the photo taken.
Yeah.
We'll get through it real quick. When did you start? You always took photos. When did you start getting serious about it and stuff?
Really serious? About, I think it was like 3 semesters ago, so like a year and a half. My professor at the time he told us, you know, go out and find 2 stories. So I found one and it was on drag queens. And I brought these pictures back and I was like, oh God, he's going to hate it. I was so freaking nervous. And he just like was like, oh my God, you know, like this is really great. You know, pretty much I believe in you. Mm. And
what about drag queens?
Oh, it was just, you know, it was a story about Jesse Aukerman. And he's, you know, transitioning pretty much at some point here coming up soon, but he wanted to be a drag queen. And so I was just documenting his life as a drag queen and as Jesse the boy. So it was like kind of his double life in a way. So I just did a photo story on him and I guess at that time having somebody else believe in me was my turning point where I was just like, okay, like I either need to like really get this stuff done and like move on and do this. Like I can't keep being in this limbo of I'm going to work hard at it, but kind of not. So I had to just, at that point, I just kind of like dropped everything and sacrificed everything and just did this.
Let's say, I remember you taking photos way before a year and a half though.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So, but you just like started hunkering down. I'm going to put money into it, get serious about it.
Yeah. I mean, I bought my first DSLR, when I was 18 with my high school graduation money. Mm-hmm. And I bought myself a ticket to go to Italy, and I got to know family there that I have, and I spent time in where
you
my mom grew
up. Some garlic bread.
I had a lot of garlic, not garlic bread, but ate a lot of pizzas. That was great. But yeah, I spent time in the town my mom was born and took a whole bunch of photos there, and the light is so different there. So I don't know, it just kind of, I fell in love with it more then. But then as something like to pursue as a career was, you know, that time when my professor was like, hey, you know, this is cool. You should keep going.
It was really cool to see the pictures from Italy, too, because, like, seeing her first kind of, like, attempt at using a camera that has depth of field and
I had
stuff
no
like that.
I didn't read the manual. I didn't care. I just kept going.
Yeah.
But I think that's kind of nice. It's like a musician that just knows music instead of like has to like learn the craft. Like they just have a different perspective on it that most don't.
Yeah, I
it's
do.
Just fun.
It's like
a
refreshing.
I have a lot of fun.
It's refreshing to see those types of like art.
I always have enjoyed your eye on photos, even like Instagrams and things like that. So it is exciting to see you get more into it, but I definitely like this documentary idea a lot. We'll work on that. Let's shake hands.
All right.
Yeah, you got anything to plug? You got a website or anything?
Yeah. Pizantes.com.
How'd you know, Sean? Pizantes.
Sean's on it.
Got it. Down.
It's www.eleniapezzaniti.com. That is ilenapezzaniti.com. And you can view my beekeeping documentary trailer on Vimeo. Just type in the search bar, Bees Behind Bars.
Mm. Or you can type in Google, Alania Bees Behind Bars. You can, if you type Bees Behind Bars, there's a lot of shit that comes up. If you type Alania Bees Behind Bars. I found it quickly the other day.
Paul's stalking me.
I was trying to show it to the guys in PA. I was like, hey, check this out. She's about to start a Kickstarter. What do you guys think? And they were fucking blown away.
Oh, yeah?
So, yeah, all of them. Cool. Jesse, Casey, all
really?
Of them.
Really? Cool.
Really enjoyed it.
Awesome. Well,
thanks for having me on.
Yeah, you gotta stick around for news or you gotta leave?
Yeah, no, I'm sticking around for news.
All right, the shiznit. Fucking give me the ass, cause they know about the shit that we be going through. And they know about the shit that I be putting up. And they be know about the shit I do when I'm on a mic. Cause Snoop Dogg is Trump tight like a virgin. The surgeon is Dr. Drizzy. So Lizzy and Fizzy with Digo Double Jizzy. Hey, Bob. There's like plates sitting behind you. I like...
Those are useful. Where'd you get them?
Off Amazon.com. There's all kinds of stuff you can buy on Amazon. And since Amazon.com supports Lousy Weather Media, you can too. By going to Amazon's link off our website. Right? You just go to LousyWeatherMedia.com and click on the Amazon links when you want to do your shopping on Amazon. It takes you straight to Amazon.com. It's just a little added step. And it kicks back a little bit of a kickback after you make your purchase to Lousy Weather Media. And it really helps us out and supports us. Lousy Weather Media and Amazon are like supporters of each other. We like to keep each other in business.
Together at last.
Together.
Lousy Weather and Amazon.
Together, Lousy Weather Media can keep Amazon in business. And Amazon can help keep Lousy Weather Media in business. Click the band. Braids in my hair, niggas stare as I enter the center. They send me to a level 3 yard, that's where I stay late night. I hear two brushes scraping into the center.
Center.
Enter the center.
Oh, nice, you're doing it again.
Rolling down the street, smoking and now. Sipping on gin and juice.
Laying bash.
Where my mind on my money and my money on my mind.
Hell yeah, dude. We need to start recording these. Oh, wait, we just did. Yeah, $1 million goes to us.
$1 million.
Oh, Dr. Evil's here? Mike Myers, oh my God. He came to the podcast? Your impressions are amazing.
You like that?
I loved it.
That is one of my other impressions. I have
someone else's character.
Right, so you ready? Scarface. Hooah!
Wait, and now Dr. Evil walks in.
Dr. Evil. $1 million.
And now,
he did the pinky.
Chris Walken.
No.
Oh, Chris Walken's not going to give him $1 million.
No.
Hooah!
Hooah! Say hello to my little dollar. Hooah!
Oh, it's not $1 million. It's a little.
It's good stuff. $1 million. So, how you doing, Alania?
Episode
75 of the main show.
A quarter century old.
She's over here just like Bill Cosby. Confused.
No, I was like, does my beer have a pill in it?
See, I can't use the Bill Cosby.
It means something way different now.
Yeah.
Okay. Back in the day, I used to have, when people would be confused on the podcast, okay, I had this sound clip.
What do I have for breakfast? I don't know.
Okay.
Oatmeal.
So.
That was a good Bill Cosby. Bill Cosby's here. Bill Cosby's here. God, this is a star-studded cast.
Impressionist galore in this episode. But anyway, so I used to have that, but nowadays when I'm like, oh, it's confusing, let me play Bill Cosby, it's like, oh, who did he just rape? So,
yeah, that's what that means now.
So
why
I'm
on
the fence about that. I'm not gonna lie.
What do you mean?
Undertaker's
here too. Jesus. And Macho Man. This is amazing.
Lenny is not happy about that. So I did that. Macho Man Randy Savage is not happy.
about Bill Cosby. Why? Yeah, why are you on the fence about Bill?
Oh, I just, you know, you never know. I
What, you never know if he raped 15 girls?
Yeah, it, more. It's like more
it's
than
like
that.
It's like 30, wow. Around 30. But at the same time, I mean, I think maybe it did happen to a handful, and I'm not sure about. I mean, it took them until now to speak up.
No, yeah, that's not.
Well, a lot of 30? It, I think.
I was about to say, it's already.
You got paid off, and now you want to like.
Not all of them
I don't
did.
Understand.
Now, see, I'm down with the black community. Okay, so
Sean's
I'm not
black.
Saying I'm not.
It's
down.
Already. It's been something known in the black community for a while that he had done this because he paid the women off back in like 2004 or 2005. So,
six, I think, but yeah.
So now, and then Hannibal Buress just happened to make
and Willis Gordon
an offhanded statement on stage, and it just caught fire
Why
on Yahoo News.
Does
in
he still have a wife?
Because
you know
that's
I mean?
The way
like,
all of them are. Why does every gay politician still have a wife?
Mm.
People they marry.
Also, I heard of one a story about it that like. He went on a double date with his wife and then a dude and another chick, and his wife took the guy into like somewhere else.
Oh,
like, so they
like
left.
They're swingers?
Well, I don't know if they're swingers. She might have fucked him, but it seemed
swinger-ish.
More like he was trying to get the guy. She was trying to get the guy away from. Ric Flair's here too?
Swinger.
No, and you're calling her an accomplice right now.
Well, that's kind of like.
She's not an accomplice to rape.
Well, no. Well, I don't know. That's what the story sounded like, though, that like she was kind of like privy to that he kind of.
I think we'll never know. We'll never be in those people's shoes. So I'm just saying, like. Either way, I don't think, like, who knows what the truth is. Only Bill Cosby
and
knows,
those 30
and
women.
Those women. Like,
well, technically, they don't really know.
I don't know. I guess that's where I'm at, where I'm like...
Weird stance to take.
Because they were roofied.
Right, so yeah.
They
were blacked
really,
out.
They didn't really know what happened. Anyway, news.
Could've.
Oh, God.
Oh, welcome
one.
To the main show. I'm Sean Ast.
I'm Paul.
Oh, how you doing, Paul?
So great. Welcome to the
news. Everybody's got their phones open, so
yeah, man, I got some. I got some news.
Go ahead.
Oh,
hit me with the first news story, Paul.
A teacher in Iowa has been accused of being drunk in class.
Ireland?
Iowa.
Oh, I was about to say Ireland. Bro.
Ireland,
give
duh.
Me a, yeah.
No like, shit, they're
they
drunk.
Went to
give
the
me news.
What else? The eating potatoes? Duh.
That's it.
Anyway.
Oh, a teacher in Iowa has been accused of being drunk in class. Oh. Now, I'm not going to read the rest of the story. I just want to know your guys' view on someone trying to party while they're doing their job.
Well,
in general,
I mean, obviously, you can't be drunk in class. You're an alcoholic. Get drunk at home.
Right.
God, you're at school from like 8 to 3.
Yeah, honestly.
Give me a fucking break. You can't make it that
now,
long.
Now, do you think that
drunk.
Maybe she came in like, oh, I partied a little too
it
hard?
It was a she, too?
Yeah, it's a she.
You
gonna make
hungover?
7 hours?
Well, not hungover. Technically, still drunk. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
Well, no,
I mean,
she
I
was
think
drinking.
It depends on the
right.
If you're drunk, you're drinking. Hungover, you're sluggish.
Sixth grade teacher.
What was she going through?
I don't think that's
gin or the liquor cabinet.
No, I meant like what was
a
she
divorce?
Dealing with? Did she just yeah?
Oh,
that's what I was saying.
All right.
Did she just get a divorce?
Well, all right. Marshall County Sheriff's deputies arrested Carissa Bryant, a sixth grade teacher at Lehan Intermediate School, Wednesday. Let's see. Chief Deputy Steve Hoffman said the incident happened the same day a county deputy was at the school for DARE anti-drug and alcohol class.
Wow. Nice. She picked a good day. She was being an example.
And it says the irony is not lost in quotes, like from Hoffman. The deputy's like, we get it. cops arrested Bryant following a sobriety test during which she, I wonder if it was like a, hey, Miss Bryant, come up here, show a kid what it would look like if they were drunk and getting a sobriety test. And she's like, oh,
she's like,
fuck.
I tried this at home.
Yeah.
Now I'm here.
Well, yeah, she's a method actor. During which she allegedly slurred her words and appeared bleary eyed. She blew a 0.19 blood alcohol
wow.
concentration. So that's what, 2 times legal limit plus one, some, and, more than twice legal limit just said. Police said there was no evidence the teacher drank booze at the school and are concerned she drove to work drunk. So she was getting all fucked up on
but
the way there.
Didn't say why. Didn't like. I mean, either way, it's
so
not
she
right.
Got up at, she got up at 6 a.m. and started getting
yeah,
drunk.
Yeah, probably took out Pabst Blue Ribbon and started just
the
doing
PBR.
Pounders, dude. Yeah.
It was Moscato.
No, Moscato's only like 6%
exactly.
of nothing.
She
it's
drank
like
the whole bottle.
It's like, yeah, exactly.
She drank 3 Moscatos.
I feel like it was probably like Irish Rose, like something heavy. If you're going to get drunk before sixth grade,
and
like,
you're
gonna
get a 0.19, right?
Yeah, 0.19.
And that's a lot of liquor. You're drunk in the morning like that. God, I'm off tomorrow. Maybe I'll do that tomorrow.
Yeah, test it out. And then go try to teach sixth grade.
Sixth grade.
Oh, they teach kids to be
so
evil.
I just smirked at you like, sixth grade. I'll teach that motherfucking kid sixth
I'll
grade.
Go to high school and teach history drunk. Yeah, I can do it.
I can do it. You
oh, maybe that's
break?
What she was doing.
I was
testing
watching,
herself.
Junk history. I watched a movie recently about a school, and it was a janitor, and the teacher was yelling. The principal was yelling at the janitor.
This is a Lifetime movie.
How about you, Cyburns? You want some milk?
But I was like, in my head, I was like, come on, he's the fucking school janitor. Of course he's drinking.
Right. He's cleaning up kids' puke and then puking in his own trash
he's
can.
He's got no reason not to drink.
And yeah. He was like, no.
Oh, Chris Walken again.
So you got a new story, Bob?
Ooh, I got some mop water.
Wait, we didn't answer the question.
What's the question?
If we think it's right to go, or what? How?
Well,
we
I
think,
feel like all of us think it's wrong to go into
how
school.
How what we think about?
Yeah, what
how
would you guys
job?
Feel? Yeah, well, no,
I think just
partying
that
on the job.
Is, sixth grade teacher.
I think
teacher.
It's a bad idea. You're just so, gonna, you're so gonna
you don't
up.
Party on a job. You party after job.
Right. Okay.
Party after job. That's my t-shirt.
I've gone on lunch breaks
t-shirt.
Before.
Party after
I mean,
job.
Quite like,
often and got a beer or two.
Get it grammatically
the only,
incorrect.
The only reason why you should like get wasted in the daytime.
Yeah, is if you're a stripper.
If it's sunny.
No, yeah,
it's sunny
is if you're working
is.
All night.
If it's a
night.
Good day and you're on, it's always sunny.
If you're
and
a stripper.
Oh, yeah, because they work at a bar.
And they have sat on their porch and just
what would being a stripper have to do with anything?
Oh, no, I was just wondering, because they're at the club,
Sean's
and it's,
like
full
talk
of
about
beers.
My strippers.
So they probably drink on the job.
No,
you ever buy a
I'm
stripper
talking
drink?
About drinking. I said drinking in the daytime.
Should only happen if you work all
in
night?
The daytime.
Is it
what if you have the day off?
No, you work
Memorial
all
day.
Night, and you wake up, and you get drunk.
What if it's a summer?
You should not
you
be sloppy drunk
like
in the daytime.
Game?
Yeah, I have, and I've gotten sloppy drunk in the daytime. It shouldn't have meant that I should have done it.
Day drinking is a great invention.
Is bad.
It's awesome, but it gets bad at night. Day drinking is usually nice. And then
until
once you hit
really
like
hot.
8 o'clock, then it's fucked.
Sun drinking all day melt, long yeah. sucks. Hey, day drink, take a little nap later.
That's yeah, the that's worst. The best.
I don't know.
It's like having 2 days.
Honestly. It's like when you go to sleep and you wake it's up at 3 a.m. and you're like, oh, well, I have all this time before I need to do anything. I guess I'll just hang out. I'm not saying you should drink then, but I do.
You got a new story, Bob.
Well, I also kind of same as Paul. I got a thing I just wanted to say that happened, and I wanted to get your opinions on it.
Okay.
Hey, Indonesian clothing company called Salvo has their most recent shipment of shirts that they sent out. It says the wash. You know how it says the washing instructions in the shirts?
Yeah.
Good. Tell me, what does this washing instruction say?
Give this jersey to your woman. It's her job.
What do you think of that?
It's funny. I feel like they're trying to be funny, but I feel like a lot of people are going to get really mad about it.
Like it's in print in the back of every single shirt.
Yeah, honestly, the marketing meeting of that was like, hey guys, I got this really funny joke. Like they're all at the bar, like
what's
drinking after the marketing.
They were day drinking. And they were like,
yeah,
they
oh
made
shit,
a,
you're
made
right,
a
Sean.
Bad decision.
It's bad. Yeah. So did we print those shirts, man? I got such a headache. And
they're
like,
are,
yep. He pulls open the jersey. Oh fuck.
What's the percentage chance that that's the way they actually feel? Like that wasn't a joke.
1%.
They are an Indian.
You even think 1%? I think that's probably 50-50. They
I
might have just
a
literally
total
been
joke.
Like.
I think, honestly, and coming from a woman, I think it's really funny.
I think they were like, give this to your woman.
And I'm totally, you know, all about independent women, and that would not offend me. I'd just be like, ha. Ah.
But also in this day and age, I feel like everyone's looking for the next offense to happen
yeah,
to
like
them so
I
they can
that,
fucking talk about it.
Like, oh,
it's true.
I
do see a lot
that.
Of hateful people out there who are, you know.
They just troll the internet to be like, I need to fucking feel vilified about my existence.
Yeah, I mean, this is the world. And
yeah, I mean, I'm angry about
joke.
It. I'm going after the.
I feel like there's
but
some
I don't
kind
feel like you seek it.
There or something. I don't know.
I don't
you
think there's
going to
be a lawsuit.
Like
I'm sure there's going to be.
The women's batter shelter is going to fucking really.
It's not about battering. That's about. Like just get like
that's
a woman
that's
like,
emotional
quote unquote
abuse.
You know the household chore thing like
it's abuse
it's that's not abuse
clean my stuff you ain't allowed to have jobs or a life, you need to be at home sucking my dick and doing
that's
my
not
laundry.
What that said.
That'd
that
be exactly amazing.
What it said. That is not
first
what
have her suck your dick and then wash
if
your jersey.
I think if it was a woman that made the shirt, maybe it'd be funny. It's like the N-word. Like,
it probably was.
I think that was clever, honestly. I mean,
wow.
It's not.
Hold on. I want to hear this allegory.
A woman can make fun of women's rights, but if a man starts saying, like, women shouldn't have any rights, then
that's true. That I people do that
all
the time.
Speaker.
Yeah.
I think it's funny. I you know, if somebody really believes in that, then you're obviously like a piece of crap person. Like,
yeah. So like, if that was like an honest opinion, like someone's like, no, don't put the what's the washing? Honestly, let's be honest with ourselves, guys. Let's just cut it down.
I ordered.
Give
some
it
stuff.
To your woman. Yeah, all right.
You don't even need a tag anymore. Just get rid
honestly,
of the tag.
I ordered some stuff from China and no tag. Mm. Don't know how to wash any of it, so I just wash it all separate, like together in its own little China bundle.
China bundle. That's amazing.
Oh, Jesus. So
slides, colors, China.
Yeah. It's funny, whites, colors. So, you made a joke and didn't even know it, Bob.
I got a story to wrap
What's
everything
up
today.
I wanted to tell mine. Can I tell mine,
so,
too?
All right. Do you want to tell a story?
No, I want to hear yours first. Can I go last?
Well, my...
you want me to go
She's
last?
Got a showstopper.
So my... okay. Well, I don't even need to tell a story. Go ahead. Tell
no, I
yours.
Want to hear your story.
My story is not important.
Aww.
We're going to have yours and then wrap it up.
Okay.
Go ahead.
So, this story, a 25-year-old lady was driving home from her parents' house. She had her 18-month-old baby in her car. Mm. And she somehow, it was like 10:30 at night, she flipped her car, ended up in a river.
Oh, I read this.
And her baby, her 18-month-old, was in the water for 14 hours. And this is like, you know, this month, so it was freezing.
Wow.
14 hours, okay? A fisherman called the police. They, you know, came. Four officers heard the same thing. They heard, help me, help me.
Mm.
The baby could talk?
What I'm saying is that it wasn't the baby because, and this is what they said, like, they were like, it didn't sound like a child. So, but they heard it. And one of the guys was like, we're coming, we're doing all we can, something like that, you know? And so, you know, the mother died. She was gone, but the baby survived and like, she's in good condition and everything. So I just want to know, like, do you guys think it was like her mother
before she died?
No, her mother as like a spirit,
supernatural.
Whoa,
that's what I think.
Well, wait,
I believe it.
What do you mean?
Boom,
they've done scientific research that proves that after you die, your
you're still
consciousness
lingering?
Lingers outside of your body for a certain amount of time.
And think about it: when you love someone so
they
much, that's
ghosts?
A lot of energy.
Like, that's what I just heard. Hold on, my brain just exploded. Like, you're like, science says there's ghosts.
I think
science
it's energy.
Says that when you die, your consciousness lingering. Exists outside of your body, close by your body,
yeah.
for a certain amount of time. That is why.
And then they can't find out where it goes after that.
When they bring people back to life, like when they resuscitate,
because
oh.
they're right
and they're
there,
like, and they're like, "Oh, I was, I saw my
right out of body
table.
Experience."
Dead. Yeah, your consciousness exists outside you. Is
that is fucked yeah, up?
I totally
which
think it was like her mom.
Could totally explain ghosts, but scientists have not said that explains ghosts.
That's
think
insane.
About it. How could this baby stay alive for 14 hours in the freaking cold? I mean, these officers were complaining about how cold their legs were going in there for an hour.
The baby's like, bitch, please,
yeah, exactly.
Try being in it 14 hours.
Side note: I believe in ghosts too, but
so do I.
That is that. I believe it was her mom.
Amen, Bob.
Yeah. Sean, you got a new
I'm
story?
I'm trying to find this proof of...
spirits?
Yeah.
The consciousness that exists outside of the body. Yeah. That's what you're trying to find. I'm trying to
There's
find the proof
of
this God everyone
that.
Keeps raving about.
yeah, nothing about feeling yourself... above your body or anything, but they feel that your neurological mind correlates with
you're
your
almost there
body.
Like your body's like right there next to you. It's drifting, and then they shock you and you're back alive. I think that's what Bob was trying to say.
I like how you're smiling at all the big words. You're like, oh, I shouldn't have read a
medical
study.
Getting closer to the mic,
but I don't
too.
See a ghost floating above anyone.
Right.
No one said ghost. No scientist ever said ghost.
They did say consciousness.
Which What's I up? Think is just energy.
But your consciousness is not above you.
That's what
it's
they were saying.
It's in your conscious. It's where your brain is.
I taking triple C's when I was in high school.
That's the drug experience.
Yeah, but still,
is.
Like, I've seen my body from
that was your hallucination. You took a hallucinogenic.
I don't know.
So wait, you're telling me you took hallucinogens and saw something that wasn't there?
And then no, I think there's
a chemical in our brains that...
Dopamine, yeah.
Not dopamine, a different chemical in our brain.
And make you hallucinate. DMT, isn't that...
Well, DMT
that
gets released
is
when
part
you
of
die,
dopamine,
and that explains why people see, like, visions and
they're hallucinating.
Oh, I saw a light. It's because they were hallucinating, but...
I think when you die,
it's just like that day, like, you wake up hungover and you're like, oh my God, I'm alive. Like, you blacked out, and that's how death is going to be. Like, you're just, it's a blackout, and you never knew. You had no idea you died.
So then you just keep living life as if you don't know, like, the
no,
success?
You're just done. Like, well, no thought is there. Yeah. There's nothing. It's
there's,
pitch black.
There's, like, things
no consciousness,
when people
obviously.
Die, like, they're pronounced dead, and then they bring them back, and they will retell things that happened in the room while they were dead.
Oh, shit that they shouldn't be aware of.
Yeah. They're pronounced dead. Their heart's not beating, and they're like, "Oh yeah, well, Greg was or Tyler. That's your name. You like?
He graduated and became a doctor.
Yeah,
oh my
he was
god!
Over here, he received his diploma
without all
right
those
here.
Fuzzies. I can't believe it.
Not
he only
John
got two
got
fuzzies a day. Still got a doctor. I bet fucking
two fuzzies a day.
Yeah,
is
John.
Good.
John dropped out.
Yeah, John dropped out. Was like, I'm riding this fuzzy high. I wish it was fucking what 98. Back in 98, I had so many fuzzies. Before likes were invented, I was getting fuzzies out the ass.
Exactly.
Tyler, though, he's a doctor.
Tyler, he's a doctor and saved someone's life that recalled his name in surgery.
Had two fuzzies.
No, I mean, I guess there's a way to experience what's around you while you're unconscious because of subconsciousness. But there's no getting up, walking around, and looking at yourself.
I watched that on Unsolved Mystery.
What, getting up, walking around, looking at yourself?
This girl had an out-of-body experience, and I totally remember the scene and everything. She just, like, walked out of her...
The reenactment. Like,
yeah, I know. But it was
wait,
really
that
cool.
Wasn't actual footage. That would have been amazing.
There are Buddhist monks that train
been
themselves
believing wrong
to
things.
Project that train themselves to project from their body.
Yes, meditation.
Yeah, through meditation, and they just fly
breathing
around looking things.
Just fly around looking at them things, man. Those lucky
I have
folks
heard of that.
But
yeah.
I heard it's really dangerous to try because you could get lost from your body.
Right. And never come back
never
and just be floating
it
in the spirit world,
yep,
but in our world.
I wanted to try that whole out of body experience thing, and I was afraid
of that. I think
that
is where ghosts come from. I don't think ghosts are dead people. I think ghosts are people that were like trying to astral project
all
and
of
they
those
just got lost.
That's usually how it
they
is. Like you fuck
souls
around with the higher power and then you get fucked because you like didn't know the extent of what you could do. It's the it's the ego of man, Bob.
Yeah, it's like
ego of man.
It's like Constantine. You do magic, but every time you do magic, something bad's going to happen.
I think that's basically it. It's the ego of man.
Ego of man.
This was fun.
This is great. Thanks for coming on.
No, it's just some shit about whores jerking off and getting busted with booties.
Oh my God, no, we have to go to this. Yes.
Don't be a bitch, let these niggas know. What's up with you? I represent the pound and death row. And can't let the motherfucker in LA alone beat your cock in the YTDOG. Can't come and you can't run and you can't see long to the G's of the game. One gun is all that we need to put you to rest. Put two slugs dead in your chest. Now you dead, then the motherfucker creeping and sleeping 6 feet deep and fucking with the pound. It's suicide, it's a suicide. Suicide, it's a suicide.
This has been a Lousy Weather Media Podcast Channel production. Executive produced by Bob Camparta, Paul Wolf, and Sean Ast. Find new episodes and archives at lousyweathermedia.podbean.com.
One of the largest Star Wars fan collections in the world is coming to Kosai. Unofficial Galaxies opens on May 10th, and this is a one-of-a-kind exhibition with iconic characters, props, legendary ships, costumes, and behind-the-scenes secrets. It's going to be a must-see whether you're a hardcore Star Wars fan or just curious about one of the most famous sci-fi franchises of all time. Unofficial Galaxies is coming to Kosai starting on May 10th, so get your tickets now at Kosai.com. SI.org.
League's Cup returns to Columbus. Your reigning League's Cup champion Columbus Crew are hosting three matches at Lower.com Field. Come out and watch the Crew take on teams from Liga MX, Toluca, Puebla, and León starting July 29th. Grab your tickets now at ColumbusCrew.com and watch the best in North America battle to keep the trophy at home in Columbus. No ties, only wins. Major League Soccer versus Liga MX. League's Cup returns to Columbus, Ohio. Be there.